This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Numbers and data are fine, right? They give us a way to figure out some of the big forces at work in this economy. But behind all those statistics are business owners and bosses in unprecedented economic conditions making decisions about hiring and firing. So from our bureau in Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler talked with some of those people.
Way back when, about a year and a half ago, Christoph Irwin was starting to expand his sustainable home design and engineering business, Positive Energy.
We actually brought on a lot of new staff in late 2019, early 2020, and then boom.
Probably don't need to tell you what the boom was. He kept his 18 full-time employees, but says now's not the time to hire more. There's just too much uncertainty. He says as a business,
we are treading water, and as people, we're exhausted.
Like many other small business owners, Lizelle Villapando can relate. She runs a boutique in Austin called Parts and Labor, and she's burned out.
If I could turn like three of my part-timers into full-timers, then I would feel comfortable taking 2 days a week off.
But she's not selling enough stuff to hire anybody.
The cost of having like five full-timers and the cash flow that I'm seeing now is scary.
Cash flow is why Shelley Meyer is running her several Austin gift shops with only about half of the people she had on before the pandemic.
There's less work. There's less work and less customers. So when we have more customers, we'll have more shifts. We'll need more merch. We'll have to bring in more people to process that merch. So we just have to wait until it happens.
She normally employs three people to run a warehouse full of inventory, but there's not a lot of product coming through the store, so right now there's no need for those workers. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.